is the KPCW Morning News. Well, as we've been reporting, Vail Resorts has announced this morning that it will be spending more than $50 million, most of that at Park City Mountain Resort over the coming year. On the phone with details, I have the president of Vail Resorts Mountain Division, Blaise Kerr. Good morning, Blaise.
Good morning, Leslie.
So the announcement comes on the footsteps, what, of a board of directors meeting that was held over the weekend?
Our board of directors meeting was on Friday. That was one of our quarterly meetings, and it's the one we do our capital planning on a calendar year basis. So we bring our capital plan to the board in December for approval, and then we can start all the work to be ready for construction in the summer for all of our resorts.
All right. So we're talking about more than $50 million here in Utah. I mean, how much more countrywide?
Another $65 million more countrywide. So I think the total plan's like $115 million.
Wow. The company, as we all know, spent just nearly $183 million on buying Park City Mountain Resort. So with this investment, resort now well over the $200 million mark, when do you actually start making money on it?
Well, we'll make money this year, and I think this is, you know, our feeling that we've got a lot of opportunity ahead of us at Park City, and this will feed into that.
So the press release says this $50 million is unprecedented. Is that here in Park City, or is that for any Vail Resorts capital investment, or any resort in the country?
Yeah, as far as we know, I think industry-wide, in terms of a one-time, one-year investment, I think this stands out as the largest and most impactful.
Wow. Okay. So let's talk about some of what's going to happen. As we've been reporting, first off is that interconnect between Park City and Canyons using a gondola. Tell us about that.
Okay. So that is the key piece. It will, on the Park City side, it starts near the vicinity of the Silver Load Lift and Snow Hut Lodge and goes up over the Pinecone Ridge and then comes down into the colony part of the canyons and lands near the Flatiron Lift. And it's a 8-passenger gondola, and people will be able to either ride all the way into both resorts on the gondola, or there's going to be a mid-station up at the ridge, and then people have the opportunity to get off there just to check out the views and take photos, or also to put on their skis. Going into the canyon side, you'll be able to ski down two new trails that will build down into Pinecone or into the colony area. And on the Park City side, it'll be gated. And when there is good snow, that gate would be open for skiing down into Park City.
That would allow people then to pass the gates, hike up the ridge, and ski what's known as like Homelight and Limelight areas?
I believe those are the right areas, yep.
Yeah. All right. There's not a lot of space there, though, there at the base of Silver Load. There's also talk about redoing Snow Hut. So does that restaurant get moved, or you cut into that hillside? Or?
Yeah, exactly. So there's a hillside there. There's also there's a hill behind Snow Hut, and then there's also a hole over in the trail area. So we're going to regrade that area to create a much better landing area for both the gondola. We're going to take the restaurant, and we're going to knock down the existing Snow Hut and build a new restaurant that will have 500 indoor seats and a 250-seat deck. And we'll shift that restaurant downhill a little bit and actually reposition it so it, the deck and window views will face uphill towards Silver Load. And so we spent a lot of time working with mountain planning to make sure that all of the pieces are going to fit in there, and it looks really good.
All right. I don't know how big it is now. I mean, does it double the size of it? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, the existing seating inside is 160 seats, so it's going to be quite a bit larger than almost three times what's in there.
And new restrooms and everything, right?
Pardon me?
New restrooms and everything, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we build oversized restrooms when we do these lodges because we find you can never build them large enough. So, yeah, new restrooms. And a state-of-the-art food servery area. So it's going to really, not only provide more seats, which we, have been hearing from the beginning that was really needed there, but also a chance to really uptick the quality of the food in a big way.
Also be replacing both the King Kong and Motherlode chairlifts here. King Kong, pretty new. You're just going to, put that over at Motherlode then?
Yeah, King Kong will get disassembled and actually get a bit of a refurbishment and then moved over to where Motherlode is. And so that will take Motherlode's fixed grip lift out and put a high-speed lift in at Motherlode at a little higher capacity. And then at King Kong, we'll put in a brand-new six-pack. And what we've been hearing from people in town and from the staff is that King Kong really loads up with lines and needs a bit more capacity. So we'll have that at that lift with a it'll be a six-pack lift with a loading carpet.
And that'll all be done by this time next year, huh?
That's our plan, yeah. And on, the other thing we'll do on the Park City side is we're going to go into the Summit House and redo the food server area there. So the seating there is in good shape, but the food service area is pretty pinched. The kitchen's pretty small and limited, so we're going to go in and remodel that whole portion to be able to improve the food service at the Summit House. And then at the same time, on the canyon side, we're going to put snowmaking on two of the larger trails off of the Iron Mountain lift on the canyon side to get more reliable skiing there. And then we're also taking the Red Pine Lodge, which is really kind of in the center of the universe at the canyons at the top of the gondola, and we're expanding that to add a 250 seats to that lodge. And we're also going to redo the food scramble in that area, too, to make that food service area is a little bit too small. So we're going to enlarge that and improve the quality of the food service there as well.
Yeah. And there's also a $5 million noted as catch-up maintenance and upgrades. What would those include at Park City?
Those include everything from purchases of getting, refreshing the snowcat fleet and the snowmobile fleet to building maintenance on a lot of the existing buildings, snowmaking maintenance on some of the snowmaking that's in place with pipes and new guns and better technology equipment. So it kind of runs the gamut of a lot of different things that will just kind of catch us up on the maintenance end.
Yeah. You and I have talked for a couple of years about finding new ways up from at the canyons. Have you detailed those plans at this point, or are you holding off?
We haven't detailed those plans. That's definitely something that we're still working on, and it's still high on my list. But it's not part of this year's plans.
All right. The Associated Press reporting this morning that Vail Resort's plans here in Utah are hurting the flagship resort in Vail. Are we stealing from Peter to pay Paul, or?
Yeah, I don't think that characterization is exactly right. I mean, certainly in the winter, we haven't seen that we're hurting Vail. Vail's off to a really strong start this year, and they had a great year last year. So I think that was talking about summer, and it was really, I think that Vail town has been looking at, I think how Park City has really progressed and grown in their summer business and sees that as something to try to model and look at. Particularly, I think you were talking about the older demographic. Vail has an older demographic in terms of the customer base, particularly in the summer, and trying to shift to a younger, or making sure that they are, targeting and not looking away from the younger demographic there. We're not seeing any evidence of one hurting the other at all. In fact, if you look at our Epic Pass, and I think that'll be talked about on our earnings call today. I mean, I think that the whole network is doing really well.
All right. Finally, just wanted to ask you, because this is the talk of in the maze line there at Park City Mountain Resort. Vail Resorts, of course, does things differently there. You kind of just bring all of the lines into just a couple of lines without lift attendants. And on those big six-pack chairs, I mean, I just see, eight people coming out and sometimes, we've got one person riding up single because, the people in line can't count and it looks like they need somebody to do it for them. But are there plans then to actually put lifties, as we know them, there to kind of help that flow?
There may be areas that we have to look at that. I mean, at all of our other resorts, we've been able to design what we call diamond alternating mazes where, people actually just two lines feed into four lines feed into two and two feed into one. And at all of our other resorts, they work incredibly well, and we have had no issues. Now, I think that the mazes are probably not dialed in as well as they need to be. And then people, I guess there's a little bit of getting used to. But, I think our hope is that we get those tuned in better. and that they'll, you know, they'll be seamless. And I think Utah skiers are as smart as Colorado and Tahoe skiers, and it'll all get figured out.
Eventually, yeah. So any concern about just the lack of snow this winter so far?
You know what? It's too early to get concerned. I think we're still looking ahead and you know, staffing up and getting ready for a busy holiday week. You know, so I think it's going to come.
All right. So now with this board approval, you can move forward with the permitting and things like that that needs to happen this winter, I'm guessing, huh?
That's true. You know, we've had preliminary discussions with both the city and the county and also with the interlocal committee, task force, I guess, that the city and county put together. And I think we have a path charted for the approvals, and now we'll begin that in earnest and hopefully, you know, be in a place in the spring where we can start construction on all of this.
Okay. Anything else you think people should know?
No, I think this, you know, we put our money behind us. You know, we have huge faith in the business of Park City and Canyons, and I think excited, you know, the interconnect will create the largest ski resort in the United States, and, you know, we're really excited. We're excited to be here, as we've said all along, and I think this is kind of proof to it that we're, you know, we're willing to invest in the market and move things forward.
So you have like a 70-inch base there at Vail, so people with their Epic Passes maybe want to go taste some fresh snow, huh?
Well, I could do that commercial, yeah. Actually, I just skied Vail and Beaver Creek this weekend, and Vail is totally open. I skied in the Back Bowls and Blue Sky Basin, and the conditions are as good as the middle of the winter, and the same at Beaver Creek. I was at Beaver Creek for the World Cup races, which went off spectacularly, and also, I guess I'd say we're really happy that Lindsey Vonn had a tremendous comeback and won the downhill in Lake Louise. And so I think a good omen all around for the winter.
Okay. Blaise, hey, thanks for your time this morning.
Okay. Thanks, Leslie.
Blaise Kerrig is the president of the Mountain Division for Vail Resorts. Again, announcing their more than $50 million of expenditures here at the Park City Mountain Resort over the coming year.